Writing Home, Ingrid Persaud. You ever eat cascadoo? It ain't easy to find, even in Trinidad. Sometimes, on the hard shoulder of the Solomon Hochoy Highway, you might see a line of little mud-colored fish selling. That is cascadoo. Oh, geed it ugly. And yes, you just have to scrub it and wash it with fresh lime 2-3 times. But when that thing curry down with tomatoes and you throw some Shadow Benny leaves in the pot, sweet for days. And this fish has special magic. They say if you eat cascadoo, no matter where you go in the world, all England, America, you will always return to end your days in Trinidad. Now, I haven't lived there since the age of 18, but I've eaten enough cascadoo. Read my DNA, and it's coded, so when I'm ready to die, it will automatically buy a plane ticket for Port of Spain. Meanwhile, I'm here fighting up in England this self-imposed exile. For all kinds of reasons, it suits me. 36 years in South London, and people still asking me where I come from, how long I've been here, and when I'm going back. That same 36 years living in foreign makes the Trinnies them watch me cut eye. I end up not English enough and not Trini enough. Never enough for a hug up and the words, "You belong here." That's just how the years have rolled. It's broken and remade my thinking. Them days for agonizing over the push and pull of not belonging are done, done, done. If the problem lies with identity and nationality, then it's time to stop looking at these issues in binary terms, being either an insider or an outsider. These are not the only choices or perceptions. I've stepped away. I choose to write from a place of non-belonging. In that liminal space, I can transcend labels and passports. I'm no longer fighting up with belonging or being seen to belong or not belong. From non-belonging, I am simultaneously all and none of the places I inhabit. This is an active liminal space where I can access both memory and trauma, letting go and forgiving. Trinidad is a place I love bad, and non-belonging provides critical distance tempered by compassion. All those love letters can now be written. I pour everything into the page, from the healing salty breeze down my yarrow to eating hot sada roti and tomatoes chuka from a breakfast place in town. And in the liminality of non-belonging, there's no betrayal when, from under grey London skies, I also write about the crime and corruption in Trinidad. People living with over 500 murders a year. They wake to the daily trauma of newspaper photos showing the direct aftermath of those horrendous crimes. Bribes are so commonplace that only if you steal plenty, we talk in millions, it will be taken seriously. But non-belonging has also, ironically, allowed me to build a space called home that feels authentic to my lived experience. And when my time's up, the cascadoo will carry me back to dead right where I was born.